It's time for high school basketball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Right in front of Tony Overton to Justin Rice. Rice swings it back on top to Wee. He'll swing it around all the way to Matt Garkey. Out of ball movement here. Almost a minute possession for Parkway without taking a shot.
Pretty good defense.
I agree. Ethan Shane, good defense there. Long three on the way from the top of the key is good. Preston Stover knocks it in. And that ball had a little ice on it, Jeff.
Yeah, it did, definitely. Nice rotation. There's an easy look inside for Ethan Shane for two.
So Indians come right back. Parkway draws first blood, but they lead it 3-2. Give Petey Judy an assist and give Ethan Shane the first basket for Fort Recovery. Here comes Parkway against the man-to-man. They'll run a little flex action here. Down the corner it goes to Stover. He'll kick it back out on top to Justin Rice. Rice swings it all the way around the perimeter. Now it's in the hands of Matt Garkey. Garkey back on top. Lefty three on the way is good by Jack Wee. So two baskets, two threes, Jeff. Indians in a 6-2 hole.
Yeah, definitely need to close out on those two young men. They look pretty good shooting the ball.
Ball tipped out of bounds by Parkway. It will stay with Fort Recovery under their own basket. 5:07 left here in the first quarter tonight. Junior varsity action. We'll have the varsity. Chris Guggenbiller's Indians looking to go two in a row tonight as Parkway comes to town. Ball up and in by Ryan Braun. Just too easy there.
Yeah, that was really easy. Ryan just stepped right up in front of him and an easy lob pass.
So here comes Fort Recovery on defense again. 6-4. Parkway leads it. Oh, almost a travel there. Now they do call the travel. Yep. I'm going to call that on Preston Stober. Good pressure defense by Cade Wendell forces the turnover.
Got a pretty veteran JV crew here in Ron Bokey and Griesdorn, huh?
Yep, two heavy hitters in Mercer County there, boys. Peyton Judy in the lane. Lost control of the ball, picks it up over to Cade Wendell. Wendell drives in, runner off the lane, good. So Petey lost the handle, but he got it back, and he got it over to Cade, and Cade knocked it in, ties the game, Jeff.
Yeah, and Coach Hughes not real happy right here with Cade May, I believe it is. Petey hung with it and found Cade on the right side, the streaking in.
We'll take a quick timeout. Be back 6-6 here at the Fortside Fieldhouse.
Hi, this is Ann Guggenbiller with Wayne IGA. The holidays have flown by for us, and now we are ready to get back to some regular schedules. We are starting this year off with some great deals to help everyone's budget. Stop by to check out our Markdown Madness. While you shop, earn bonus tickets on participating products for our Game of Life. We have increased your chances with even more bonus tickets. No purchase necessary, and every ticket is a winner. Because we understand that this community store is your store. Traditional service, historical value. Shop Wayne IGA in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And welcome back to the Fortside Fieldhouse. Thanks to Wayne IGA and all the fine sponsors that make Fort Recovery Radio a reality. Jeff Hobbs, Jeff Vaughn. Fort Recovery Radio, thanks for joining us tonight. Almost halfway through the first quarter, Indians have tied it up at 6-6. Down the floor comes Parkway. And then a couple subs. We'll get those. Bailey Paris is in. First time into the ballgame. Back it swung up to Jack Wee. We hit a three a minute ago. Down in the corner goes to Paris. He looks inside to Wee. Elbow jumper on the way is good by Justin Rice. So right now Parkway shooting the ball very well, Jeff.
Yeah, they do. They look good shooting it too. All three shots they've taken look like they know what they want to do with it.
Indians down the floor facing a little matchup zone. Reese Rogers, three ball on the way, bang. Jeff, you called that. When that cat gets his feet set, it's money.
Yeah, when Reese gets his feet under him, he's pretty good at shooting that ball.
Indians grab their first lead of the night, 9-8. They'll trap in the half
over
court.
Back.
They're going to call a foul on Cade Wendell. And boy, I agree with you, Jeff. Looked like over and back. We're right here on the center line, and that could have gone either way.
Yeah, that definitely looked like he was definitely going to go over and back. Little body contact, but not enough to call foul, I didn't think.
Cade Wendell picks up his first personal foul. Into the game is Travis Sutter. Ethan Shane will sit down. First foul overall of the ball game for either team. Into Stover. He'll bring it under heavy pressure by Wendell. He drops it off to Paris. Paris lost his dribble. He's in trouble. 5 seconds.
Close to five.
And he swings it to Garkey. Garkey guarded by Reese Rogers. Over to Wee, right in front of Tony Overton and the full recovery bench. Swings it to Stober. Thinks about the three. Now he almost double dribbled. Coach Overton wanted a palming violation. Little jump hook goes. And boy, kind of crafty there, Jeff.
Yeah, definitely. For a freshman, he does some really nice things. Scrawny looking kid, but he really uses his body well. There's another three by Rogers. No good.
Boy, good luck there. Skipped over the top by Petey Judy. Stober has 5 points, though. He's the game's leading scorer, is that freshman. And he has given Parkway a 10-9 lead. Ball goes inside the post, taken away by Cade Wendell. Boy, good help defense there.
Yeah, it was. And Petey Judy went down and doubled down a little bit and got his hand on it. An easy bucket inside for Ryan Braun.
Boy, you like that early offense. Cade Wendell finds and stolen away by Peyton Judy. Puts it up
nice
and in.
Job.
And he draws the foul. So easy, quick 4-0 run there, Jeff. Again, great defense by Judy and nice early offense for the Indians on the Braun basket.
Yeah, nice job by Petey coming back and stealing it and putting it in and getting the and one.
Trevor Vaughn will check in, the 6'4" sophomore. He will replace a 6'4" sophomore in Ryan Braun. Judy will have one free throw. He can give the Indians their biggest lead of the night at 4, and he does. So give that freshman 3 points. 14-10, Fort Recovery leads it. 2:45 left in tonight's first quarter from the Fortside Fieldhouse. Good pressure defense out there by the Indians, almost over and back. Wee picks up the ball, throws it down in the corner to Garkey. Garkey, little jump hook, up and in. Boy, Jeff, they're either turning it over or they're making baskets.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Both teams right now shooting a real high percentage.
14-12, Fort Recovery. Cade Wendell thinks about the three. Now he swings it over to Reese Rogers. Travis Sutter, he will let the three go. Bang. Boy, knock it in. Travis Sutter. His first shot is good. He jumps the lead up to 5. Indians' biggest of the night at 17-12. Stober on the run. Turn around jump hook, and he throws it in.
I'll tell you what, that's two nice little jump hook runners that he's made now.
Stober has 7 points. He's the game's leading scorer, is that freshman. 2 minutes left in the first quarter. Indians by 3 at 17-14. Swung around the perimeter. It goes Travis Sutter. Thinks about the three. Now we go to Reese Rogers. He will let it go. Bang. Boy, a lot of banging here on the Reese Rogers on the three ball.
We got a minute and a half with 20 points on the board already.
We've had games where we didn't score 20 for three quarters. Picked up the dribble by Garkey. Throws it back out to Paris. Paris swings it over to Stober. Between the rings, he'll reset the offense. He goes to Justin Rice. Rice to Garkey. Gets in the lane. Ball ripped away and stolen. Yep. And loose on the deck. Picked back up by Wee. Now they're going to looks like they're going to get Vaughn from behind on the reach in. Yep, they're going to get Trevor his first foul. Team foul number 2. And Evan Post will check in. He'll give Cade Wendell a well-deserved break. Wendell leaves with 2 points, but excellent defense. A couple steals. Parkway will bring it in under their own basket. Caden May will trigger it in. And
good
stolen away by Peyton Judy.
Nice job by...
They're going to get a violation back here in the backcourt on Peyton Judy. Just lost control of the ball. And I thought that was a little bit of a bang-bang. He went behind his back with it.
I didn't see it either.
But bottom line, turnover. He'll stay with Parkway. Jack Wee, he'll trigger it in. All goes in the corner to Caden May. May swings it around the perimeter. Up to Stober. Stober to Paris. Paris around right in front of Tony Overton. To number 40. Just came in the game. Nick Riley. 3 ball on the way by Stober, and he finally missed a shot. But Parkway gets the offensive rebound. Shot no good that time. And Vaughn rips away. Good, solid defensive rebound that time. So, again, nice rebound by the sophomore. And they'll go the other way. Second team foul on Parkway. Nick Riley picks up the foul. 60 seconds left here in the first quarter. Indians by 6 at 20-14. Little three-quarter court pressure here by Parkway, broken easily by the Indians. Travis Sutter, ooh, boy, if he'd have gone the other way, he had a layup for sure. One more pass. Could have gone to the corner. Let it go, son. Yeesh. Wide open was Reese Riley. Reese Rogers in the corner
here.
And he let that one go. Short. And no, can't get rolls in, and it'll go off for recovery last. And boy, almost got a nice bounce there, Jeff.
That was a friendly looking bounce that he got right there.
Parkway, 32 seconds left, and stolen away by Peyton Judy. Down he comes, up
out.
Boy, didn't go for the 3-point play, but he'll go back to the Case IH Hall Brothers free throw line where he made his first. Riley picks up his second foul, team foul number 3.
tell you right now, the Indians are doing a nice job anticipating inbounds play, and it passes, and Petey's picked twice now.
Peyton Judy, 6'3" freshman, knocks in the free throw. He's 2 of 2 from there. Has 4 points. Indian lead is the biggest of the night at 7, 21-14. 27.4 seconds left here in the first quarter. We'll have varsity action after this one's over. Second free throw also good for Judy. Indians with a little three-quarter court pressure again here. 25 seconds left in the quarter. Stover does a good job of breaking it this time. Almost a little bit of offensive foul, a little hook action there. High post it goes to Wee. And the ball up and blocked a little bit, but rebound down to Vaughn. Here comes Judy. 10 seconds left. Coach Doug Hughes not happy
not
about
happy
that.
At all.
He was looking for a foul. Peyton Judy, 5-4 inside to Vaughn. Jump hook up. He's fouled. Nice play there. I like the way Peyton Judy seems like he's got good flow to his game tonight, Jeff.
Yeah, he definitely, everything he's doing is pretty fluent, and he's doing real well, handling things, and good start for him.
Trevor Vaughn will step back to the Case IH free throw line. And first one is no good by Vaughn. He'll have one more. 2.8 seconds left here in the quarter. Second free throw short. Rebound down to post. Can he get it up and get a shot off? No. There's the horn. 22-14. Indians, nice quarter, though, Jeff. Indians, both teams shot the ball very well. Indians played just a smidge better defensively.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Both teams started out hot, and Indians did a nice job, slowing them down there about the last 2.5 minutes of the quarter.
We'll take a timeout and be back with second quarter action right after this.
You wake up to a call from work because the alarm didn't go off because an ice-covered tree limb fell on a power line. And you don't have heat, lights, or hot coffee because you didn't get a Generac. But don't worry about that call. It probably won't come because your phone charger won't work either. Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. When the power goes out, and you know it will, relax. You plan for it with Generac from Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
Announcing Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer. Jot it down Wednesday through Saturday, February 17th to the 20th. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are 10 to 20% off. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden. All parts are marked down. And if you want to save time, pre-order your parts now and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open House at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, February 17th to the 20th. Stop in and save.
Call B&D Contracting at 419-234-2976 for all your building needs. They specialize in building custom homes, plus commercial and agricultural buildings. No shortcuts, just good solid construction by builders with years of experience. Call Dave Kalp at 419-234-2976. B&D Contracting is a proud athletic supporter.
And welcome back to the Fortside Fieldhouse. Second quarter action underway. While we were away, the jumper by Travis Sutter was no good. Rebound down to Parkway.
He's carrying that ball.
Here comes the Panthers. And that's Stover that we're talking about, the freshman. Again, under a lot of pressure tonight by Cade Wendell. Wendell's done a good job, and he forced another turnover right there. Oh, we're going to say Wendell touched it last. Didn't see that. I thought the ball was thrown out of bounds by Jared Gibson. So Parkway will keep it underneath their own basket. Struggling to get it in. Now they do get it in. Comes into Caden May. He'll throw it back out to Stober. He'll go to Justin Rice and then over to Garkey. Back up to Rice. All the way around the horn it goes. Stober, 7 first half point, or first quarter points. The 5'9 freshman. Gibson goes over to Garkey. Back to Stober. Handball tipped away from behind by Cade Wendell. And Indians couldn't grab it. But again, like the way Stober plays, Jeff. He's aggressive offensively.
Yeah, definitely. He knows he wants to get to the rack, and for a freshman, he does a pretty nice job.
Ball be brought in, and he comes into the corner. Now they go inside. Justin Wright's up and in. Just too easy there. Trev got caught from behind. He just made it too easy, the post play.
Yeah, you got three-quarter that a little better and get low and root him out of there.
22-16, Fort Recovery leads it. They come down against the little 2-3 matchup zone defense. Ryan Braun, Cade Wendell, all the way around the horn. It goes to Travis Sutter. He and almost turned over there by Braun. Run that track down by Wendell. Jump stop in the lane. Evan Post, wide open 10-footer. No good. Rebound down to Vaughn. They're going to call him for being over the top. And whether he was or not, it looked like he was. So that's why they're going to call it. The outside official calls that.
Yep. That's going to be his second, I believe.
So Vaughn will sit down with two fouls. Ethan Shane will check back in. Reese Rogers, he'll replace Evan Post. So five on the floor for four recovery. Braun, Wendell, Rogers, Sutter, and Shane. Cade Wendell, good pressure on the point guard. Comes over to Garkey. He'll swing it up to Gibson. Gibson goes to May. May swings it over to Stober. Again, good ball pressure here. Inside, outside. Justin Rice thought about the three, and then he kicked it back inside to Gibson. Five-footer up off the glass. No good. Rebound down to Cade Wendell. Indians will run. Down the floor they come. Ryan Braun thinks about the shot. Kicks it back out the window. Three ball on the way. No good. Rebound down to Reese Rogers and couldn't control it. Evidently must have touched the baseline, Jeff, before he corralled that ball.
Yeah, I believe he stepped on the line, and Ron Bokey calls a Parkway ball.
Back into the lineup for Parkway is 45, Justin Ponto. I guess it's his first time in. He will replace Gibson. The Indians a little bit of full court man-to-man pressure here. Cade Wendell getting after the ball. Preston Stober. And Wendell steals it away. So here's Cade in transition. He gets all the way down the floor.
Gotta be a body foul.
Yep, going to call a foul on Stober. So, again, nice defense by Wendell. Causes her easy offense, Jeff.
Yeah, Cade created his turnover out front. Took it to the hole. Gets fouled and hopefully can knock down two here.
Cade Wendell will go back to the Case IH Hall Brothers free throw line. His first trip there of the night. First free throw up by the sophomore. Nothing but net. Peyton Judy checks back in. He'll give Travis Sutter a break. Sutter knocked down a three while he was in there for Tony Overton. 23-16, good guys. Indians by seven. They can make it eight. Their biggest lead of the night if Wendell knocks his free throw down, which he does.
And got a sub coming in for Parkway, number 30, Jack Weehee.
He'll replace Stober. So Stober, the freshman, sits down for the first time. Again, getting heated up out here a little bit. And we'll see who wants to handle the ball now against Cade Wendell. Wendell really doing a good job defensively.
They're actually bringing their center up.
So the ball goes back in the backcourt. Indians still doing a good job. Parkway yet to get across. Now they do. Garkey going all the way to the rack. He dribbles all the way in. They're going to call a foul outside. Like the under-official wanted to call a travel, but China Griesdorn sees a foul. And they get Cade Wendell on a reach-in. So Wendell's second personal. We'll see if he stays out there or if he'll sit down. 4.5 minutes left here in the second quarter. Indians by eight, their biggest lead of the night. All kicked by Peyton Judy, so it'll stay with Parkway.
Another sub in for Parkway. Looks like a junior, number 45, Ben Pontois.
Yeah, Ponto. I think how they said it. So in for the first time. Ball comes in, almost stolen away by Ethan Shane. Swung up on top. It goes to Caden May. May ball above his head. Swings it over to Garkey. Garkey drops it off to Ponto. Faces up. It goes to May. They're looking inside for Rice. And it goes to Wee at the top of the key. Now it goes lob pass.
Good help. Oh,
mercy sakes. Well, good defense there by Ryan Braun. And they're going to call that on, on Ryan Braun. That was nickel dimer, Jeff.
Yeah, I agree. I thought Braun did a nice job coming to help. If anything, it might have been Ethan Shane that shoved him prior.
But bottom line, foul on full recovery. Braun's first, team foul number five. And looks like Doug Hughes says he needs a timeout. 4:04 left in the first half. Indians by eight, 24-16. We'll take a timeout and be back after this.
Just because the perfect reason to send someone a beautiful gift of flowers makes someone's ordinary day extraordinary with a surprise gift of flowers. Call Forget Me Not Florist in downtown Fort Recovery. We will help you deliver happiness just because. Call 419-375-4668. Forget Me Not Florist, experts in the art of expression.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. New Lean and Mean TS6 Series tractors from New Holland and K&L Tractor Sales feature rock-solid reliability. You can tailor a model to match the task you do without sacrificing comfort. That's being called New Holland Smart. Choose from four models between 90 and 115 PTO horsepower, two-wheel drive or four-wheel drive for added traction, and an all-weather cab or spacious flat deck platform. No matter how you outfit your TS6 Series tractor, you get rock-solid reliability. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales today.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Ralph there?
You sure you've got the right number?
I'm looking for Ralph. Is he there?
Well, what's he look like?
He's got white hair and spots.
Is Ralph your dog?
He's a Dalmatian.
Why would he be here at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency?
You always say you have something for everyone.
We do, with coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual. Maybe you should look in your backyard for Ralph.
I'll just call his cell phone.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
And welcome back to the Fortside Fieldhouse. Jeff Hobbs, Jeff on Fort Recovery Radio. It ends up by 8. 4 minutes left here in the first half. Parkway has the basketball after the timeout. Their second used of the first half here. Coach Tony Overton yet to use a timeout. He's got all five. Up top it goes to Wee. He swings it over to May. May swings it back up to Justin Rice. Indians in the man-to-man, and they've been that way since the beginning. Rice makes a nice little head fake, and he scores it.
That was a nice little fake and go there. He's got five or four on the night. That was a nice move.
Little half spin, and he got it all the way to the rack. Indians, again, have faced zone pressure all night long by Parkway. A little 3-2 matchup here. Ryan Braun, inside-outside. Peyton Judy, three ball on the way. Bang. And that's what I've been waiting on him to do, Jeff. He has not shot the three ball very well this year. That went inside-outside. Nice pass by Braun. Better shot by Judy.
Yeah, nice job by Peyton to knock that down.
Almost a turnover out here by Justin Rice. And right now, Stober on the bench.
He got two fouls?
I don't know. I tell you what, they're struggling to handle the basketball without the freshman out there. Now here he comes. And just we asked for him, we got him. He had 7 points in the first quarter, and he did all of the ball handling. And he replaces Caden May. Attaboy, trying to put her down. Inbounds, it comes to Garkey. And they're struggling to handle the basketball. Right now, Stober in off the bench, 10-footer good. Again, this freshman knows how to put the ball in the hole, folks. He's got 9 points.
Yeah, he's pretty smooth. I like his game.
Peyton Judy, he brings the ball right to left on your radio dial, wearing the home whites, trimmed in purple. 27-20, good guys. Inside, outside again. Wendell thought about the three. Now he'll go with the runner, and he'll drop in the teardrop. Nice play by Cade Wendell.
Yeah, nice little runner. Builds a lead to 9.
Wendell's had a nice first half. He's got 6 and played very well defensively. Does have 2 fouls, so needs to be careful here with 2.5 minutes left. Garkey swings it over to Stober. Back up top it goes to Wee. Swings it around to Paris. 3 ball on the way. No good. Rebound down to what I thought Peyton Judy had it. Definitely got fouled. No call. In the corner it goes to Wee. Drives in. Jumps in the air and hands it off to Garkey. Over to Stober. Stober to Paris. Left wing. Ball above his head. Hands it back to Justin Rice. Rice made the last basket. Down the corner to Stober. It goes back up to Wee. Lefty 3 on the way. No good this time. Chases his own shot and stolen away by Peyton Judy. That could have easily been a foul right there on Cade Wendell. Indians will take it, though. Down it comes to Reese Rogers.
Nice.
Kicks
no
it back.
Look.
Ryan Braun knock it in, Brawny.
Nice great rebound by Ethan Shane.
He fouled. So, like that early offense, Jeff.
Yeah, I think, you know, the zones kind of slowed us down a little bit. We pushed it up the sideline. A nice no-looker by Reese out to Brawny. And Ethan got all over the glass and got fouled.
So, Shane, the 6-foot sophomore, will step to the free throw line. He made the game's first basket for full recovery. He has a deuce on the night. Lefty free throw up and good. Indians have been really good so far from the Case IH All Brothers free throw line. Yet to miss, and we'll probably put the kibosh on him right here. Shane will get one more. He can make the lead 11. It jumps into double digits for the first time on that last one. Nope, bottom, nothing but net. Well done. Trevor Vaughn will check in. Ethan Shane checks out with 4 points. And Indians will continue their full court man-to-man pressure. Stober brings it down the floor with a three-pointer. Cade will pick up his third foul. And so
I don't think they know.
We got Coach Vaughn over here giving the old three fingers.
Coach Overton didn't know. He just said that's three. I was going to say, I didn't think he had a clue.
And that's team foul number six, so it'll be out of bounds. So Travis Sutter will check in for Wendell. Wendell picks up his third foul with a minute 39 left here in the quarter. And just a little careless there, Jeff. That's just a little greedy. You just a little too much reaching.
Yeah, and Cade's got to know the situation that he had two fouls and just sit back a little bit there.
Down the floor comes Parkway. High post, it goes to Wee. Wee up inside with the left hand and scores it. So a little high post set there, and he just spun, got to the basket, Jeff. He'll go to the line for the and one.
Yeah, they've got us twice now on that little move where they throw the elbow and fake the handoff and drive to the rack. And unfortunate for the Indians there, I think he got the foul on that.
Jack Wee will go to the free throw line. He has five. Missed the free throw, but no box out. Justin Rice gets the offensive rebound, throws it up off the glass, no good. Rebound down to, looks like Travis Sutter comes away with it. Here comes Peyton Judy. Between the rings, crossover in the lane, kicks it out to Reese Rogers, three ball on the way. No good this time. Ryan Braun, offensive rebound, back out to Travis Sutter. Indians will reload. Rogers passes on the three this time. Peyton Judy, he won't. Three ball on the way. No good. Boy, that looked awfully good. And Judy just went and took it away. Got it to Trevor Vaughn. And Vaughn lost control of the basketball. Picked up by Parkway. Inside a minute. 55 seconds left here in the first half. Indians lead it by 9, 31-22. Down the floor comes Peyton Judy. And he'll step on the sideline. He ran through the passing lane right in front of the scorer's table. Stepped on the line, so the ball stayed with the Parkway Panthers. 46.8 left here in the first half. A very well-played half by the Indians. All tipped away by Ryan Braun. So Parkway will enter again. Right in front of the voice of the Indians, Harold Feely. He goes in the backcourt to Stober. Stober brings it across the timeline, guarded closely by Travis Sutter. Left wing, he goes to Paris. Paris looks for the lob, and he just threw it right to Travis Sutter. 35 seconds left. He'll slow down. And looks like they're going to hold it for one. Coach Tony Overton calls out a set. And Stover will come out and closely guard Petey Judy. Good ball screen by Trevor Vaughn. Rolls to the basket. Heck no. Judy says, I'll take the three. And nothing but net.
Nice shot by Petey there. He little pick and roll action. Steps back and drains the three.
And just kind of walked right into that
one. Yeah, he did.
Again, had good flow. And Petey has had a very nice first half. I would say his best half as a high school basketball player. And it's going to be a foul going the other way.
Shooting 1-1.
Yep, we're going to walk to the other end and shoot free throws. So kind of a wild shot by Stauber. They're going to get Garkey, his second. So we'll walk to the other end and shoot free throws. Kate May checks back in. Looks like that.
Kind of interesting to see who's going to go to the line here.
Yeah, he had a whole clump of four of them in there. Anybody could have gone. Peyton Judy says, I'll go.
I know Trevor and Bronny both walked up there.
Petey says, I'm having a night, boys. Step aside. He has 11 first half points. Free throw up.
No good.
And, of course, we put the jinx on. Good tip back by Trevor Vaughn. Loose on the deck. Ball's loose, and it's picked up by Parkway.
No foul.
And wild shot by Stober at the buzzer is no good. So nice first half, Jeff. Indians really solid on the offensive end.
Yeah, they did a nice job offensively. I'm not sure what our percentage. I'm going to say in the high 50s probably. Did a nice job executing, got a lot of good looks.
And early, Parkway shot the ball extremely well also. But again, Indians clamped down the defense a little bit better late in the half, and they come away with a 12-point halftime lead. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back with some stats from the Fort Side Fieldhouse. 34-22, Fort Recovery leads.
Amy Wendell here from Amy Wendell Family Health in downtown Fort Recovery. At our office, we understand that when you're sick, you're sick, and not everyone can miss work to get it checked out. So we offer evening and weekend hours in addition to our traditional daytime hours. We also understand that high deductibles can take a chunk out of your family's budget. So use your health savings account to get the most out of your health care dollar. Let our office be your family's first choice for their healthcare needs. Wishing our athletes a successful basketball season. Go Indians!
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. According to the CDC, the peak month of flu activity is February, followed by January and March. Kalp Pharmacy is still offering flu vaccines, and walk-ins are welcome daily. So don't take the risk. Get the vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So visit Kalp Pharmacy locations in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hastings Auto Sales is now under new ownership, but not with a new face. Carl is working on retiring, and Harold and Kim Feely are the new owners. Harold has over 30 years of automotive experience. 20 of those are at Hastings Auto Sales, so the faces will be the same. The same trusted name, the same high-quality used vehicles, the same professional vehicle repairs, just a new owner, so Carl can finally slow down a little after 40-plus years in the auto repair and sales business. Stop by and check out their selection of used vehicles, and if your current vehicle needs some attention or just an oil change, call for an appointment at 375-4617. Hastings Auto Sales. Nothing's changed but the owners. It's still the same great professional service you've trusted for 40 years.
Downtown Fort Recovery has been serving lunch specials for over 17 years. A homemade lunch at the right price of just $5.25. Specials include Mystery Monday, meatloaf and twice baked potatoes on Tuesday, roasted chicken on Wednesdays, lasagna on Thursdays, and our half-pound cheeseburger basket on Fridays and Saturdays. If you haven't heard, we have an endless soup and salad bar offered on Fridays at just $4.95. Get your fill without breaking the bank. Can't get out of the office for lunch? Call in and we can have your order ready for pickup in no time. When you're hungry, think Tin Man's in downtown Fort Recovery.
And welcome back to the Fortside Fieldhouse. Jeff Hobbs, Jeff Vaughn, Fort Recovery Radio. We'll have varsity action after this one tonight. Chris Guggenbiller's club looks to stay on their winning ways and get a second win in a row over a Parkway team, Jeff, that comes in struggling.
Yeah. You know, I've seen them play. I've seen some of their box scores. But, yeah, they definitely have been struggling, you know. Indians, though, can't take them lightly tonight. I know they got a great athlete in the Barna
Justin
kid.
Justin Barna, yeah, the quarterback. Go ahead and take a quick look at those stats. I think they're printing them out, but they'll probably we'll get to take a peek at those quickly. But, again, we'll give you some of the upcoming dates that are coming down the road here tomorrow. Both Fort Recovery boys and girls will be in action. Coach Brian Patch's club will get a chance to talk to him tonight during the varsity game. And the USV Lady Rams will be here in the Fortside Fieldhouse at noon tomorrow. Junior varsity and varsity games will both be here on Fort Recovery Radio. And then also tomorrow night, Coach Chris Guggenbiller's club back in action. They'll be in Dark County tomorrow night taking on the Jets of Franklin Monroe. 6 o'clock startup time there. JV game will be on Fort Recovery Radio, and then also the varsity will be simulcast WPGW on Fort Recovery Radio. And Jeff, taking a look at those stats, what jumps off at you?
You know, one thing that really jumps out at you is Parkway shooting 56% from the floor, 40% from three, and down, you know, 12 points right now, and the difference is at the foul line. Fort Recovery 7 of 10 from the foul line, and Parkway's 0-1. You know, Fort Recovery shot 53% from the floor, 38-39 from three. So, you know, the difference been the foul line. You know, Parkway does have 10 turnovers, our four, so we've taken care of the basketball this half. So, you know, statistically wise, both teams shot the ball well. Fortunately for the Indians, their defense, they've gotten more stops and shooting 70% from the foul line.
Man, Peyton Judy had a very nice first half, Jeff. He went 3 of 4 from the field, 2 of 3 from the three line, 3 of 4 from the free throw line for his 11 points, was credited with a rebound and 5 big steals. So Petey really had his best half as a high school basketball player in that last 14 minutes, Jeff.
Yeah, no doubt. Most consistent game I've seen him play, and I know he has that in him. He's a very good player. He's going to be a great player when it's all said and done. It's good to see him get some confidence.
Also a nice half by Cade Wendell. 2 of 4 from the field. Went 1 of 2 from the three line. Actually, actually 0 of 1 from the three line, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Ted was credited with 2 rebounds, 6 points, and also 2 steals and an assist. So Cade putting back-to-back games together, Jeff, and really getting back to the guy that we've come to know.
Yeah, I don't know if it's just getting in the flow, you know, getting a few games under his belt, but he's definitely playing better, no doubt about that. So that's good to see. And Ryan Braun's been a lot better than he has been the last few games, and he's had 2 good ones in a row.
Foreign exchange student right there.
Never recognized him before.
Anton got his Anton on the back and his 88, liking it. A new student here to Fort Recovery coming into town. But bottom line, stats look good for Fort Recovery. Maybe the shooting percentages, you want to clean that up a little bit. Indians the better club in the first half, and they lead it by 12 at halftime. 34-22. We'll take a timeout, come back, and we'll talk about last night's girls' game at Parkway. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, this is Ann Guggenbiller with Wayne IGA. The holidays have flown by for us, and now we are ready to get back to some regular schedules. We are starting this year off with some great deals to help everyone's budget. Stop by to check out our Markdown Madness. While you shop, earn bonus tickets on participating products for our Game of Life. We have increased your chances with even more bonus tickets. No purchase necessary, and every ticket is a winner. Because we understand that this community store is your store. Traditional service, historical value. Shop Wayne IGA in Historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Visit the 47-acre campground at Rossburg Acres. There are plenty of permanent and short-term camping sites available with water and electric hookups. Call 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 to make your reservations. If you are planning a party or a get-together, there are 2 large shelter houses available for rent on Sundays. One of these is sure to meet your needs. Make sure your reservations are in advance by calling 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 or visit RossbergAcres.com.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy. The new year brings new Medicare prescription drug coverage, and it can also bring new savings. If you're age 65 or over, Kalp Pharmacy can help you make sense of your Medicare prescription plans and lower your overall costs. Our knowledgeable pharmacists and staff can help you find smart ways to save. Just bring in your prescriptions to any Kalp Pharmacy location or call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 and start saving. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for people like family.
You need some glass cut, keys made, paint custom matched, or your favorite item professionally framed? Of course, you know the place to go. It's the helpful folks at Wangler Ace Hardware, where hardware is only the beginning. We have knowledgeable people who understand that you're trying to get something done. We make it easy to get in, get out, and get back to work. Wangler Hardware in Fort Recovery offers service, selection, and tradition since 1916.
And welcome back to the Fortside Fieldhouse, getting ready for second half action. Indians lead it tonight 34-22. Thanks for spending some time with us tonight. If you can't make it over to the Fortside Fieldhouse, we'll have the varsity game for you about 25 minutes after this one's over. Jeff, talk about last night's game. Indians a little sloppy. I know Coach Patch after the broadcast, not real pleased, but bottom line is 30-point win last night at Parkway.
Yeah, you know, it wasn't our best performance tonight, but sometimes that happens when you go have a game like that. Didn't play our A game, but we, like you said, we still won by 30. I thought Whitney Will played really pretty solid throughout the night, and I thought Grace 10 played well again. And, you know, we just had some mental breakdowns. The coach was a little upset because if you're going to beat the good teams, and we had some discussion about that tonight after practice. But, you know, 30-point win, you can't complain too much.
No, it's hard. We talked about in the post game last night with Brian, and again, we'll talk about it. He'll be join us on the air here for the varsity game tonight. But playing to the level is something that you your girls have played very well when the money's been on the table this year against good clubs. But again, you want them to get over that hump, be able to play inspired basketball no matter who you're playing.
Yeah, no doubt. And that's what we kind of told them. You know, we had 19 turnovers, which is a lot against a team that didn't press us. And that was one thing we were upset about, just being sloppy and against good teams. You know as well as I, you can't do that. And that's what we've just been trying to drive into them. Do the little things right and be sharp, because we're going to need to do that tomorrow afternoon, definitely.
Yeah, Upper Scioto Valley Rams come to town tomorrow night. They is a very nice ball club. I think were they 9-1, Jeff?
Yeah, I believe they're 9-1. They average about 70-some points a game, and they really like to get out and run, led by a junior Patton girl that's averaging like 25 and a Spradlin girl that averages 20, I believe. So they got some high-octane offense.
And now we're back to action. Parkway basketball, right to left on your radio dial. They'll inbound it against a 2-3 matchup zone for Full Recovery. So showing them a little something different here. See if they can make a shot. And they did make two threes in the first half. They were wide open. Shot up from the free throw line. No good by Garkey, and it's ripped away by Ethan Shane.
Going to be a foul on Caden May, I believe.
May's going to pick up the personal foul. That will be team foul number one.
First.
Yep, his first as well. So Indians will inbound it. Up 12. And it comes to Peyton Judy, who's assumed the role of the point guard tonight. Move Cade Wendell over to the off guard.
Got a little 1-3-3-2 zone here.
Yeah, and that's pretty much what you've seen the entire night. Indians have done a good job outrunning it, and then they've made some shots. Down the corner goes to Reese Rogers. Not like that, Jeff. He put the ball on the deck and got to the rack and drew a foul.
Yeah, that's something Reese is going to have to do, you know, the older he gets here, because people know he can shoot it, and they're going to get up into him and make him bounce it.
And they're going to call the foul on Justin Rice.
Oh, wide open down the middle.
Bronny up and missed it. Boy, couldn't get the rattle. But, again, good out-of-bounds play. And Indians have scored easily inside, Jeff.
Yeah, they have. They've gotten great looks. Another good thing is that's three quick fouls on Parkway with a minute into the quarter.
So Ryan Braun, the 6'4" sophomore, he'll step to the Case IH All Brothers free throw line. He'll have two tries. First one up and good. Braun gets his fifth point of the night, jumps the lead out to 13, the biggest of the night for the Indians. As Jeff said, third team foul on Parkway, second on May. Second free throw off the back iron, no good. Rebound down to Ethan Shane. So Indians will get a second try. Cade Wendell drives, throws it up off the glass, no good. And rebound. Ethan Shane up and in. Boy, Ethan Shane doing yeoman's work on the glass right now, Jeff.
Yeah, nice job, Ethan. He got a rebound on the missed free throw and gets a miss there and picks it up and converts.
And now they're going to get Peyton Judy for a little close contact. Mr. Bokey's going to call that foul, so that'll be Petey's first foul, team foul number one. And back in for Parkway is number 15, Bailey Paris. He will check in for Caden May, who picked up two quick fouls. Paris takes the inbounds, hands it back to Stober. They'll reset the offense. Indians in the man-to-man this time. So only one possession of zone, and it was a good one. Over to Paris. Paris swings it down to Stober in the bottom right corner. Stober will take it back out on top to Garkey, swinging around to Paris, guarded by Ryan Braun. Indians doing a good job in the man-to-man. Half a minute. Long three taken by Stover is no good off the rebound. Tipped by Rogers and grabbed by Wendell. So here comes Cade on the run, left to right. Gets in the lane, kicks over Ryan Braun. Braun, 15-footer on the way, no good. Got hit on the arm, it looked like, but no call. Paris grabs a rebound.
Right there is one I think Ryan should have shot when he caught it, and instead he goes off the bounds.
So down comes Parkway, early offense. Wee throws up a wild shot with the right hand and got it to go. And he's a lefty, Jeff. That's a pretty nice finish for him.
That was a nice little finish there. He kind of got bumped and finished it, and Indians are up 13.
Jack Wee has 7 points. Indians, as Jeff said, up 13, 37-24. Going to get another foul called inside on Parkway. Going to get Justin Rice. Rice will pick up his second foul, two quick ones on him, and four team fouls on Parkway. Reese Rogers will trigger it in for the Indians. He'll come into Peyton Judy. Judy looking inside to Braun. Braun spins around, up and in. Just too easy, Jeff.
Yeah, way too easy. Ryan caught it, had a shot, and waited, and spun and still got it. Nice pressure defense here on the inbounds play.
Just a little full court man-to-man, and Parkway struggled with it. Garkey gets inbounds and gets it across. Hands it over to Wee. Wee guarded by Reese Rogers. Between the rings, out by the volleyball line. Hands it off to Stober. And looks like
a timeout, I believe.
Yep. Coach Hughes says he's seen enough, so he'll take a full timeout. And when we come back, Travis Sutter will check in. He'll give Cade Wendell a break. 39-24. Good guys. 4:20 left here in the third quarter. We'll be back right after this.
Visit the 47-acre campground at Rossburg Acres. There are plenty of permanent and short-term camping sites available with water and electric hookups. Call 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 to make your reservations. If you are planning a party or a get-together, there are two large shelter houses available for rent on Sundays. One of these is sure to meet your needs. Make sure your reservations are in advance by calling 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 or visit RossburgAcres.com.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixes are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs. Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. Tractor or self-contained hydraulics provide smooth operation and maximum power. A large oil reservoir dissipates heat, decreasing fluid temperature to maximize tractor horsepower. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway. For more information, see K&L Tractor today.
Ball back in action. Parkway has the basketball. Down to our left, Stober. 4 minutes left. He goes into Rice. Up and no good. Missed it. Paris got the offensive rebound. Whoa. He missed that one. Wild shot. Back up to Garkey. Ball loose on the deck. Good defense by the Indians, but Parkway will keep it. Stober, three ball on the way. Good.
Two. And his toe is on the line there.
So long two for Stober.
Coach Overton can't be happy with that possession. We gave up three offensive rebounds there.
So as Jeff said, four shots for Parkway. Stober finally gets it in. He is in double digits with 11 points. Reese Rogers swings it over to Sutter. Sutter goes inside to Ethan Shane. Ball loose on the deck, and Garkey goes after. It'll be a held ball, and it will stay with Fort Recovery. But again, seems like out that last time out, Parkway coming out with a little charge.
Yeah, they definitely are playing a little bit more aggressive, and we're kind of being weak with the ball right now. Going to be another inbounds play. See if we can score off of this one.
Fort Recovery will keep it.
Yep, they're throwing.
Reese Rogers will trigger it in. In it comes to Peyton Judy. Judy looks inside for Shane, but he'll swing it up to Braun at the top of the key. Reese Rogers, three ball on the way. No good. Went and looked good from here.
Definitely did.
Just a little short. Reese came running out right in front of Coach Tony Overton. Leaves it on the short rim. 39-26, good guys. 3:13 left in the third quarter. Parkway swings it down to Stover. Three ball on the way. No good. Long rebound. Rattles around and grabbed by Rice. He throws up a wild shot off the glass. No good. Ethan Shane this time. Good rebound. Good outlet pass to Peyton Judy. Here come the Indians. Left to right on your radio dial. Judy over to Sutter. Thinks about the three. Now looks
Ronnie
inside for Braun.
Yep, there.
Good call, Jeff. I think that could have gone inside. Rogers, three this time. No good again. Reese just a little quick right now. Wild pass down, stolen away by Ryan Braun. Here comes Braun down the floor. Indians have numbers. Braun all the way inside, lays it up. No good. Rebound down to Ethan Shane. Guess who?
That's two big three offensive rebounds this half for Ethan, and that converted into points.
Shane playing his best Dennis Rodman because he's got, as Jeff said, three offensive rebounds and, again, two baskets. Coach Tony Overton says he'll take a timeout, so 2.5 minutes left. 41-26 Indians. We'll take a timeout and be back after this.
Hello, Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I want to talk to Mrs. Rader. She's my teacher.
What's she been teaching you?
Today we ran down dial 411.
Well, then you should be able to get the right numbers from now on. So why are you calling Fort Recovery Insurance Agency?
I asked for the price for something for everyone, and 411 gave me this number.
We've got something for everyone with coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Just call 888-375-4181.
I'm going to get an A on my homework.
Just because the perfect reason to send someone a beautiful gift of flowers makes someone's ordinary day extraordinary with a surprise gift of flowers. Call Forget Me Not Florist in downtown Fort Recovery. We will help you deliver happiness just because. Call 419-375-4668. Forget Me Not Florist, experts in the art of expression.
And welcome back to the Fort Side Fieldhouse. Jeff Hobbs, Jeff Vaughn. Indians lead at 41-26. 2.5 minutes left here in the third quarter. A nice crowd filing in here on a Friday night at the Fort Side Fieldhouse, as expected. And Indians will take on the Parkway Panthers after this one's over in varsity action. Justin Rice in the lane. 10-foot pull-up jump shot. No good. Rattles out. Rebound down to Jack Wee. Throws up a wild shot. It won't go, but he draws a foul. And maybe if you look for anything right now, Jeff, Indians not doing a great job on the defensive glass.
I agree 100%. They've given up at least probably six offensive rebounds this half, and they're going to bring Trevor into the game here, and hopefully he can help them on the glass.
Wee goes to the free throw line. First one no good off the back iron. And Ethan Shane will sit down. Trevor Vaughn in. Now Shane had some really good minutes, especially on the offensive glass.
Yeah, Ethan done a nice job this half. Got two putbacks on offensive rebounds. So
second free throw rattles around and falls in for Parkway. Wee has 8 points. Indians lead by 14, 41-27. Peyton Judy down the floor. Indians again facing that 3-2 matchup zone. Judy. Ooh. Back to Braun. Thinks about the three, and they just traded around. Ball tipped in the backcourt and stolen by Wee. So, again, a little sloppy there. An unforced turnover. And now it's going to be turned right back over. That's going to be a held ball, and that'll stay with Parkway. But, you know, the ball loose on the deck. Good hustle by Trevor Vaughn.
Yeah, good job. I'm proud that he got on the floor.
Yeah, this comes up.
A year ago, he would have tiptoed around that thing.
Comes up snapping his neck a little bit. Might have to go see Doc Carr. But,
yeah, suck it up.
There you go. Sounds like a dad. Mom's too busy over there holding a baby. She didn't even know.
Oh, I'm not sure about that one.
And Vaughn looks like he's going to pick up his third personal foul. A little reach-in action clear over in the corner. Parkway will trigger it in under their own basket. Nick Riley, he throws it in to Rice in the corner, swings it out to Stober. Riley gets outside, then they look inside. Indians playing the man-to-man. They've been that way all night. Short one possession. Weehee over to Rice. Back to Stober. Stober to Wee. Lefty in the corner. Back on top it goes to Nick Riley. Shoots up an air ball. Most grabbed by Trevor Vaughn. Here comes Cade Wendell. Left to right on your radio dial. Pushing the early offense. Gets in the lane. Great inside. Good. Out move up. Oh, he missed the layup. Boy, great move. Just didn't finish it, Jeff.
Yeah, it was a great take by Cade. He got to the rack, and unfortunately, it rolled out on him.
Little inside out dribble. And back here comes Parkway. Stober. Ball ripped away and stolen by Travis Sutter. Sutter on the right hand drive. Down it goes to Cade Wendell. Wendell. Shot fake, and he'll get fouled. Good shot fake there by Cade.
Yeah, nice job. You know, nice job by Travis Sutter to step in there and steal it and go the other way.
Foul's going to be on Caden May, his third personal foul. He's had all three of those after the intermission. Cade Wendell goes to the Hall Brothers Case IH free throw line, misses his first. Ethan Shane checks in. Ryan Braun will sit down for the first time. 107 left here in the third quarter. Wendell will have one more free throw. Second one rattles and falls. Nice soft touch for the sophomore. He's got seven. The lead is 15 for the Indians. Stober guarded by Peyton Judy. Peyton, good job. Down it comes to May. Handoff back to Stober. Ball loose and stolen. Good job there. Help side. Here comes Cade Wendell. Inside a minute. 53 seconds left in the quarter. Travis Sutter. Three ball on the way out of the corner. Bang. Boy, nice pass and transition there by Wendell.
Yeah, nice job getting out. Good job by Travis to get his feet underneath him and drain it.
Sutter's knocked down two threes. He's got 6 points. Biggest lead of the night for Fort Recovery at 18. Stober, trap, throws it off to Riley. Throws up a wild shot. Can we save it? No, we cannot.
That was a different looking release, wasn't it? Kind of a little sidewinder.
Kind of below his chin, almost a little, if you're a baseball guy, down around Laredo. That's a little sidearm action. In comes Garkey. Out goes Rice. Parkway will bring it in under their own basket. Break down inside and missed the layup. Boy, got a caught a break there, but they do have the offensive rebound. Ball loose on the deck. Peyton Judy and it's to Rice. Hands it off to Wee. Lefty layup up and in.
Another second chance opportunity there that you don't like to see.
15 seconds left in the quarter. Peyton Judy walks it across the timeline. Indians obviously will go for the last one. Facing that 3-2 half-court trap here, looks like the diagonal was open. Sutter.
They're missing Judy. A lot of those diagonals.
Long three on the way, no good. And that's not the shot that Coach Tony Overton wanted. But bottom line, the Indians 16-point lead at the end of three. Jeff, solid 21 minutes.
Yeah, good quarter for the Indians there. You know, they built their lead a little bit, and just got to hold on here the next 7 minutes, play solid, and get a victory tonight.
7 minutes of basketball left. We'll be back to the Fortside Fieldhouse after this.
Call B&D Contracting at 419-234-2976 for all your building needs. They specialize in building custom homes, plus commercial and agricultural buildings. No shortcuts, just good solid construction by builders with years of experience. Call Dave Kalp at 419-234-2976. B&D Contracting is a proud athletic supporter.
Hastings Auto Sales is now under new ownership, but not with a new face.
Carl is working on retiring, and Harold and Kim Feely are the new owners. Harold has over 30 years of automotive experience. 20 of those are at Hastings Auto Sales, so the faces will be the same. The same trusted name, the same high-quality used vehicles, the same professional vehicle repairs, just a new owner, so Carl can finally slow down a little after 40-plus years in the auto repair and sales business. Stop by and check out their selection of used vehicles, and if your current vehicle needs some attention or just an oil change, call for an appointment at 375-4617. Hastings Auto Sales. Nothing's changed but the owners. It's still the same great professional service you've trusted for 40 years.
And out of the timeout, Indians will turn it over. They got the first possession. Reese Rogers tried to jam it inside and stolen away by Parkway. 45-29, Indians lead it. 6:45 left in the fourth quarter. Swung over to Weed, down to Stober. Stober had seven first quarter points.
Kind of cooled off his ass. He's made one shot there right before half. And
Parkway misses an easy shot inside. Rebound down to Ryan Braun. So Indians catch a break there. Here comes Cade Wendell against the zone. Early offense. Gets in the lane. Gap dribble. Hands it off to Ryan Braun. Fine. Up and in. Really like that penetration against the zone, Jeff.
Yeah, you definitely got in there and got the gap and attacked it and found Bronny there in the seam inside for an easy 2 points.
Jumps the lead back out to 18 at 47-29. 6 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. Stober. Swings it to Rice. Up on top, it goes to Garkey. Garkey uses the ball screen. Swings it to Wee. Wee over to May. May on the left-hand dribble gets the free throw line. Wild shot thrown up, run down by Cade Wendell. The Indians can get to 20-point lead or 21 with a three ball this trip. And Parkway not wavering. They're staying in that 3-2 matchup zone. High post, it goes to Shane.
You got to lob that up there, Ethan. Right idea, but you got to throw it up or make him go get it.
Shane caught it in the high post, tried to go post to post to Braun, but threw a dart right into a Parkway defender's hands. Wee on the right wing, guarded by Cade Wendell. And
nice
ripped off. Should have been stolen away. Instead, goes to Parkway. They missed a shot, grabbed away, and loose on the deck, and it'll go to full recovery.
Tell you what, it's getting a little physical out there. And, you know, Cade Wendell did a nice job right there because he was driving in at him. He went straight up and left his feet and didn't get the foul. So, nice job by Cade defensively there.
Justin Rice checks back in. Wee will sit down. Indians will face a little full-court pressure this time. 5:12 left. Ryan Braun will trigger it in. Comes in to Travis Sutter. Sutter against the three-quarter court pressure. Back to Braun. Braun back to Sutter. He'll bring it across the timeline facing trap.
Almost traveled.
And he did. Physical strength there. The ball ripped away and held ball. It will go back over to Parkway. So Rice at about 5'11", probably 200. And you got Sutter at about 5'8", and about 130. That's a mismatch there.
Yeah.
Travis just got himself into a trap and got a little too deep. Ball goes back to Parkway on the held ball. Ball's back. Travis almost returned the favor, folks. He tipped the ball away. Goes to May, over to Rice, to Garkey on the right wing. He'll use the ball screen, top of the key. Wings it to Rice, over to Stober. Stober used the ball screen in the lane. Rice, long two on the way, no good. Reese Rogers tips it right to Cade Wendell. So Wendell's had a nice job on, done a nice job on the glass tonight as well, Jeff.
Yeah, Cade's has quite a few rebounds, done a nice job, and overall, really nice ball game tonight.
Indians move the ball around the perimeter. High post, Ryan Braun, turn around, 10-footer, no good. Cade Wendell, Johnny on the spot, over to Reese Rogers, 10-footer on the way, bang. Boy, nice look there. Cade's really on his game, Jeff. Nice offensive rebound to give him assist as well.
Yeah, I bet Cade's got probably 5-6 rebounds and probably 5 assists. So
Stober, turn around, jump shot. With Travis Sutter, he...
Kind of a wild-looking shot, and unfortunately got back.
A little bit of a bailout there, but Stober, the 5'9 freshman, he'll go to the free throw line and have two shots. 4:08 left in the fourth quarter here, 49-29. It ends by 20, their biggest lead of the night. Stober, the leading scorer for the Panthers. His free throw is good. He's got a dozen. He'll have one more.
Looks like this kid might grow a little bit. He's got some long arms.
Yep. I mean, good-looking young man. Just very thin, but 5'9", probably 130. Second free throw, also good.
18-point lead.
Yep, little three-quarter court pressure here. Good job side to side. Travis Hutter steps to the middle. Indians will reset the offense. They do a good job. Just got to be patient against that three-quarter court stuff, Jeff.
Yeah, they're not really looking to trap too hard out of it, just to take some time. Turnover, unfortunately, there by the Indians.
A tough angle for Travis Hutter. Just needed to take one more dribble. Try to get it into Ethan Chain in the post and threw it away. 3.5 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. 18-point lead for the Indians. Rice swings it over to, on the left wing, to May. May back out to Stober. Around back to Garkey. And the Indians have stayed in this man-to-man. They've been there all night, short one possession. Looking inside to Rice. Good lob pass there. Up and missed the layup. Got his own rebound. Put it up and got it to go. So
a little slow reacting there on the help side defense by the Indians.
But bottom line, Rice scores. Cuts the lead back to 16. 3:15 left. We'll take a timeout. Be back after this.
Amy Wendell here from Amy Wendell Family Health in downtown Fort Recovery. At our office, we understand that when you're sick, you're sick. And not everyone can miss work to get it checked out. So we offer evening and weekend hours in addition to our traditional daytime hours. We also understand that high deductibles can take a chunk out of your family's budget. So use your health savings account to get the most out of your health care dollar. Let our office be your family's first choice for their health care needs. Wishing our athletes a successful basketball season. Go Indians!
Working hard on another project? Maybe you need some practical advice, or perhaps you just want to find a great new tool. Let me be the first to welcome you in. Hi, I'm Mike with Wangler Hardware, and since 1916, this has been the place where the hardworking folks in our area go to get things done. Experience the tradition, selection, and service of Wangler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery. Stop in and see that we're more than a hardware store. It's all here.
And we're back to action. Indians bring it in. Still against the three-quarter court press. Ethan Chain swings it back to Peyton Judy. Still not across the timeline. Now they get it to Braun. Good job there again by the Indians. Good patience against the soft trap pressure of Parkway. And they drop back into the 3-2 zone. Now they're still looking to trap a little bit. They're going to come out and get a little bit more active with it. Peyton Judy dribbles the ball around. And he loses control into the backcourt. And now it's touched. Oh, boy, that looks like it was touched by Parkway, Jeff. Stober drove on the floor, touched it, and then Petey tried to pick it back up.
Yeah, you know, Petey's frustrated with himself, but go get that and get the dead ball turnover. At least we didn't give up a layup there.
Wholesale substitutions for Parkway, so we'll get those for you in just a second. Actually, Tony Overton calls timeout, and most likely a 30-second timeout. That's going to say full timeout, so we'll take a short one with him. 49-33, Indians lead it here at the Portside Fieldhouse.
Announcing Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer. Jot it down Wednesday through Saturday, February 17th to the 20th. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are 10 to 20% off. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden, all parts are marked down. And if you want to save time, pre-order your parts now and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open House at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, February 17th to the 20th. Stop in and save.
You wake up to a call from work because the alarm didn't go off because an ice-covered tree limb fell on a power line, and you don't have heat, lights, or hot coffee because you didn't get a Generac. But don't worry about that call. It probably won't come because your phone charger won't work either. Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. When the power goes out, and you know it will, relax. You plan for it with Generac from Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
And welcome back. Two minutes and 50 seconds left here for the Portside Fieldhouse. Trevor Vaughn back in. Also, Evan Post back in for Coach Tony Overton. They'll join Cade Wendell, Ryan Braun, and looks like Trevor Vaughn's. Again, almost a new full lineup for Parkway. Weehee, the only guy left out there. And again, Parkway will turn it over. It's played much JV action tonight.
Yeah, I think for Parkway, three new subs, number 25. And 12 into the game.
I have a 25. I got 12.
12 and Jackson 5 Bruns. And Jake Gibson. Jared Gibson.
Look inside, Evan.
still staying in a zone.
Man, they broke the pressure. Indians broke the pressure. Could have gone inside early. Cade Wendell, he'll handle the basketball out here right in front of the Indian bench. Swings it out top. He's willing to move some time. And Coach Doug Hughes calls out one. So that's going to be man-to-man. They're going to match up here now. Cade Wendell goes right by his man. Loose on the deck. Can he pick it up? And it's going to be a held ball. And
it'll stay with the Indians.
Yep. Not considered a turnover there. Cade got just a little loose with that ball in the lane, and Indians will keep it. Evan Post will trigger it in. He's cut down the middle, and well, tipped away, and Ryan Braun will run it down. Yep. Ethan Shane keeps it. Goes over to Evan Post. Inside it goes Trevor Vaughn. Can't handle it. Back to Post. They're going to call a foul from behind. Well, they called it on Twitter.
Going to be.
Yeah, they called that on Jackson Bruns.
16 foul.
Yeah, they've gone a long way. So they had four or five in a hurry in that third quarter. Inbounds, it comes to Ryan Braun. Braun swings it back out to Evan Post. Post right in front of Tony Overton. Dribbles on the hard right-hand drive. Kicks it back out. Ball tipped loose. And run down by Braun. So Cade Wendell. So slow down, boys. Let's reset it. He'll hand it off to Braun. Minute 35 left. Indians will weave on top. Post back out to Wendell. Wendell between the circles on the left-hand dribble. Gets in the lane. Kicks it out to Shane. Thinks about the 15-footer. Now he says, nope, we'll reset it. Indians content to continue to burn that clock. A minute 20 left. 49-33. Indians lead it. Cade Wendell. Goes by and then resets. Had a nice ball game here tonight. And there now they'll call the foul on the drive. So Wendell will go to the KCIH Hall Brothers free throw line. Team foul number 7 on Parkway. Make it 1-1. And Maximilian Klingshern coming in for the first time.
He's going to replace Brawny.
Yep, good to see Max into the ball game. Ryan Braun checks out.
And Clint Metzger's going to come in and probably replace Ethan Shane. Or
free throw up and no good by Wendell. I got a chance to go into practice and watch this week. I really like the way that Max played hard. I thought Clint Metzger played extremely hard. So Clint getting a minute into this game. Minute 4 left. And
Clint athletically is probably one of the best athletes we got out there, you know. And
just got to continue to get stronger. I
mean, yeah, definitely.
But Indians face full court pressure here. Parkway turned it over. Back and goes to Metzger. And again, still not across the timeline yet. Wendell now goes over to Post. He'll hand it back to Wendell. Wendell will set the offense. It's in the lane. Now they're going to call a foul. They're going to call it on 30. They're going to call it on Wee. So Cade Wendell go back to the Case IH Hall Brothers free throw line where he just missed a 1-1. Cade's got 7. Like to find his way to double digits here. He could knock in these free throws and then maybe get there again. But Coach Tony Overton will call timeout first. So 49.4 left, and we'll take one more timeout. We'll be back right after this.
Just because the perfect reason to send someone a beautiful gift of flowers makes someone's ordinary day extraordinary with a surprise gift of flowers. Call Forget Me Not Florist in downtown Fort Recovery. We will help you deliver happiness just because. Call 419-375-4668. Forget Me Not Florist, expert in the art of expression.
And thanks to the Purple Post and Forget Me Not Florist and all of our great sponsors for making Fort Recovery Radio a reality. Band files in here tonight. Really nice student crowd wearing the neon. Free throw up by Cade Wendell. No good again. So Cade has had a nice night, but he's going to tick himself because he's missed a couple free throws here down the stretch. Good defense there by Trevor Vaughn and rebound down
good
to
job,
Max Klingshern. Max, hang on to that bad boy. I want to see Max get fouled. They're reaching and hacking. Cade Wendell. Max Klingshern grabs the rebound. Good defense by Trevor Vaughn. Went straight up inside to Klingshern.
Get in there,
shot
Max.
Up, and he missed the layup. Boy, good effort there. Again, good unselfish play by Cade Wendell. The trap in the backcourt. Stolen by Wendell in the backcourt. Goes over to Evan Post. Nice pass up and in.
Nice hustle there by Cade. I imagine Coach Hughes is probably ain't real happy with that one, but oh
yeah,
well.
It is what it is. It's only an 18-point game. 10 seconds left in the ballgame. Wee down the court for Parkway. Wendell went for the steal. Wee gets in the lane. Shot up, and they're going to draw a foul. And your boy, Mr. Bokey, says he's Max.
Yeah, call that on Max. I guess get him in the book.
So Klingshern missed a layup on the other end, draws the foul on this end. So Jack Wee will go to the free throw line. He'll have two throws with 4.5 seconds left, and the Indians in control by 18.
Tell you what, I'm a little shocked at the score, actually. You know, Parkway come out on fire, and, you know, they got some decent-looking kids, and the Indians played real well tonight.
We will have one more free throw. This one up, and no good. Rebound down to Evan Post.
No fouls.
Yeah, hold it. 5-4-3, and there's the horn. Really nice ball game for Coach Tony Overton's club, especially on the offensive end, Jeff.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we were really efficient on the offensive end, and did a nice job. The whole team did.
51-34, Indians win it. We'll take a quick timeout, be back with some final thoughts. We'll take a short break, and then we'll be back with a pregame show tonight and tonight's varsity action between your Full Recovery Indians and the Parkway Panthers. Jeff, take a look at those junior varsity stats. Coach Tony Overton's club, good victory tonight.
Yeah, definitely a good victory for the Indians tonight. Winners on the scoreboard. They shot 50% from the floor. Leading the Indians tonight was Peyton Judy at 11 points. I believe they were all in the first half. Ryan Braun had 9. Cade Wendell had a really nice ball game. Had 7 points, 5 boards, 4 assists, and 3 steals. Ethan Shane had 8 points. Did a nice job on the offensive glass. Travis Sutter had a pair of 3-pointers for 6 points. And Reese Rogers, 8 points for the Indians. So pretty balanced. Shot 50% from the floor. Did a nice job defensively second half, Jeff. I know held Parkway to 37% shooting. They shot over 50 the first half. So
as Jeff said, Indians go 18 of 36 from the field for 50% on the night. 6 of 17 from the three line for 35%. 9 of 16 from the free throw line, 56%. On the other side of the ledger, as Jeff said, 20% in the second half is what Parkway shot. 4 of 20. They go 14 of 38 overall for 37%. For the ball game, they go 2 of 7 from the three line, 29%, and from the free throw line, 4 of 7 for 57%. Indians win the rebound battle. Only 23-21 led tonight in rebounding by Ethan Shane's 5-3 on the offensive glass, and I thought he had more than that. 5 also for Cade Wendell. 4 rebounds for Trevor Vaughn off of Tony Overton's bench. So, again, as Jeff said, pretty solid balanced scoring. 51-34, Indians win it tonight in the junior varsity game.
For listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.